Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a Wednesday, middle of the week, July the 8th, 2020, 7-8-2020, 13 minutes past the hour, and I'm along with you this morning, and we are going to have a great time today. Now, don't forget, today we've got a whole host of programming. I'll be on from 8 to 10 this morning, and then Glenn Coble will be on, and I'll be on with Glenn from 10 until 12, and we'll have all kinds of scintillating conversation, I'm sure, this morning from 10 until 12, and then Glenn will be on with a Progressive Life from 12 until 1 p.m. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight, right here on WWGH Radio. Now, we have a lot to talk about today in kind of a big way, and I'm going to start by talking about what it's like right here in the studio now, because it is freezing here in the studio. Now, this will clear up fast, because one thing I've learned about the studio that we are in, of course we have air conditioning here, but, well, let me tell you how this all started. When we moved to the studio we're in, for radio, you want the sound quality to be very good. Well, when the air conditioner kicks on, it makes a noise that you can kind of hear on the radio, and it creates kind of a buzz. So for the most part, we leave the air conditioning off because of that problem, and it's not a huge deal. It doesn't get super hot in here or anything of that nature. So that's the deal with the air conditioning. Well, here's what happened yesterday. Yesterday, it was kind of hot in here because we've had a series of hot days. Nobody was here on Saturday. Nobody was here on Sunday. Monday was kind of hot, and yesterday was kind of hot. So I thought when I left yesterday, I'll turn the air conditioning on to kind of cool it off a little bit, because nobody was on the air in the afternoon until Linda came on at 4 o'clock. Well, I did not know what the air conditioner was set on, the thermostat, because we just don't use it a whole lot, and I really did not look to see what the thermostat was set on. So I turned the air conditioner on before I leave yesterday, and I just leave. And, I don't know what they did here last night. I don't think they messed with the thermostat. I assume they did the shows last night under these conditions, which maybe on a hot day ended up being good conditions for them, but different conditions nonetheless is what I would say. So, here's the deal with this. I come in this morning, and as I was coming down the hall, I got like 2 feet from the door, and I could feel the cold air. Because the hallway, I don't know if the hallway is air conditioned or not, probably not, but I could just feel cold air 2 feet from the front door of the studio, from the studio door. So I go in, and immediately I feel the coldness. It is cold. So I'm thinking, why is it so cold in here? I mean, I know I left the air conditioner on, but how can it be this cold in here? So immediately I go over and I shut the air conditioning off, because it is this cold in here. And I look at the thermostat, and the thermostat says 68 degrees. Now, that's not awful. I know a lot of people who have their house sit at 68 degrees. It's a little chilly for me, but a lot of people have their house sit at 68. That does not seem like a big, huge deal. Now, here's the difference. I come into the studio where I'm sitting right now doing this program, and our clock has a thermometer on it, getting the temperature of the room. Now, I'm looking at the clock right now. Now, the temperature is rising, constantly, which tells you how quick temperatures rise. But I'm looking at the clock right now, and the air conditioner now has probably been off for at least a half hour. So I'm looking at the clock right now, and it says 64.1 degrees Fahrenheit. And I actually just sneezed. Now, maybe that's how cold it is in here. 64. Now, see, it just jumped again. 64.3 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, this is what I don't understand. Because we're in an office where there are no windows, and there are two rooms, and both rooms have vents. So why, if your thermostat is set to 68, why would it be 64.4 degrees in the studio? Now, does anybody understand that? Because I assume these clocks, these thermometers, are set up so we get an accurate temperature reading. So why is it 64.4 in the studio when the thermostat was set at 68 degrees? Now, if anybody has an answer to this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And this is a funny thing to me because I don't feel stuffy, even though I just sneezed for whatever reason. But I know there are people who get in the air conditioning and it makes them stuffy. And then I know there are people who sleep in the heat and that makes them stuffy, because of allergies and things of that nature, I think. So, also, the other question this morning is, what makes it stuffy both ways? Why do you get stuffy when you have a lot of heat? Why do you get stuffy when you have a lot of cold? And why are these two temperatures reading different? Why does the thermostat say 68 degrees and the temperature gauge here in the studio reads 64.4 at the current time? Now, what is the difference? What's the problem here? Fill me in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody understand temperatures and everything that go with them? Now, because of this heat that we have had, when you watch the weathermen on television, you've really got to wonder. Now, I'm willing to go along with wind chill because I know that when it's cold outside and the wind is whipping around, it does feel colder. When that wind hits you, you feel colder. There's no doubt about that. So I'll believe wind chill. Now, how they know what the wind chill temperature is, I'm sure there's some kind of mathematical equation. I don't know that that's exactly correct, to be honest with you, because it would seem to me that that would not change. I guess it would change the temperature, but it would be based on a whole lot of different things. But I'll buy wind chill because I can verify that when it's cold outside, if you do have a heavy wind because of cold air, it does seem colder outside. I'll buy that 110%. But now, this other thing, heat index. Now, that's a new thing. That's been invented, I think, in the last 20 years. I do not understand the heat index. Now, I get allergies, and I understand humidity, and I get how that all figures in. But this whole idea that the heat index is making it feel so much warmer, now that I don't buy. Now, I have been outside when it feels more humid. You can tell that just by the feel of the air. And a lot of people tend to perspire easier when it's more humid outside. But the fact that it feels warmer, I don't know if it does feel warmer. When it's humid, I don't think it feels warmer. I think it feels kind of choppy. You know, whatever that term means in terms of weather. I think it feels a little harder to breathe. You know, I think for the people who have allergies and serious issues like that, I think it feels like that. But I don't think it feels warmer. I don't think it feels like the heat went up. So I don't understand heat index. Because, you know, that's all you hear now when you hear about the heat is you hear the heat index. Well, it's 94 degrees today, but it's going to feel like 107. No. How do you know? First of all, how in the world do you know what 107 degrees feels like? Number one, tell me that. What in the world does 107 degrees feel like? That's the first thing you got to figure out. And then the number two thing you got to figure out is how did they go from 94 degrees to 107 degrees? That just nuts. So does anybody understand the heat index, or do you believe it, or do you think this is just another weather ploy to get us to watch the weather? Because the weather people love this. Because truthfully, and I hate to say this, and I love a lot of the weather people, and I'm not just talking about the weather people in Columbus, I'm talking about the weather people on the national news, I'm talking about the weather people all over, Des Moines, Iowa, Kansas, wherever they are, I'm talking about all weather people in general. Does anybody under... I think they're using it for a ploy because they have nothing to talk about. There are some days there's just nothing to talk about in the weather. Sometimes there are no storms, sometimes there's no snow, and it's just temperatures, and you got to fill time. So I think they've come up with heat index, because heat index comes in right after wind chill. So half the year we have heat index, half the year we have wind chill. So I think it's just a ploy that some meteorologists created somewhere to have something to talk about. Now, if anybody knows anything about this, let me know. What is the deal with the heat index? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Somebody explain the heat index to me. Because to me, that's very strange. There's something off with the heat index. Fill me in. Because, see, if nobody knows about it, if nobody out there in the listening audience has any idea what the heat index is, then why do we listen to this? But yet we go around every day and we talk about it. We say, well, you know, it was 92 today, but it felt like 98. But no, I don't think it did feel like 98 degrees. Would we even know how hot it really felt like? I don't know why this is a pet peeve today. I guess because it's been warm the last few days, and maybe the whole air conditioning incident kind of threw this. Because, okay, if I went outside right now with a thermometer, because you know there's a heat index today, I'm sure there is. If I go outside with a thermometer, is it going to tell me what the actual heat is, or is it going to tell me what the heat index is? Is the temperature going to show the heat index, or is the temperature going to show how hot it actually was? I think it'll show how hot it actually was. I don't think it would show the heat index number. If you tune in to the meteorologist and they say, well, it's 90 degrees today, but it's going to feel like 97, I don't think if you went outside with a thermometer, it would read 97. So it doesn't feel like 97. Am I right about this? Am I making any sense at all about this heat index thing? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything else to say in regard to why... Does this do this in your house? Why does a thermometer in a studio read about 4 degrees different than the thermostat on the wall? I don't understand that one. 4 degrees colder, and I could even understand 4 degrees warmer, because I would say, well, in that other room, maybe it was just 4 degrees warmer, and it didn't feel like that at the thermostat. But yet, I would think the thermostat would be the coolest place in the studio. I think that's why they put thermostats where they put thermostats. I don't know. It's all kind of confusing. Isn't it interesting to talk about the weather? I think we talk more about the weather than we talk about anything. I mean, you run into people on the street, they love to talk about the weather. What'd you think of the weather today? How's it going with you? How's the weather? What do you think the weather's going to be like tomorrow? There's weather in newspapers. There's weather on the television. There's weather on radio. It's just weather, weather, weather sometimes. Weather everywhere. But yet, how much do we really know about the weather? See, I don't think anybody knows about the heat index or any of this because I am getting zero response on the telephone. Now, yesterday, we talked about the COVID and the masks, and we had calls galore. But this morning, to talk about weather, nobody knows. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. And to be honest, I don't know what I'm talking about. So somebody explain heat index to me. If you know, if you think that's a real thing, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, I'm getting a word. Oh, see, this is good. I just got a message via electronic media that weather is boring. So apparently, I'm being boring right now. Maybe this is why the calls have dried up. I'm being boring. Isn't it nice when somebody sends you a message telling you you're boring? You've just done like 17 minutes on weather and they tell you you're boring. Well, it happens some mornings. I just don't understand heat index. Maybe somebody does and somebody will tell me about it. I think this is a whole thing put on by the government. I think the heat index is just something put on by the government. I think it's a big show. To a certain degree, because I don't believe it's real at all. That's just my stance on it. Now, you can call Channel 4, Channel 6, Channel 10, and ask them about the heat index. I'm sure they're all about it. But I think the heat index might be a joke. But, see, I end up being boring when I talk about it. Now, is that a friend who tells you that you've been boring this morning? That's not very good. That's not a good way to start the morning. All right. I don't want to be boring, so we've got to go on. Okay. What else do we... Oh, this is the question I wanted to ask yesterday, and I'm going to open this up right now in hopes that you give me feedback, because I like this question. Okay? Here we go. I want to talk about ice cream because everybody has been out eating ice cream. And, oh, I want to tell my thermostat story first, and then we'll come back to ice cream. Okay, this is how, you wonder how stupid I am. This is how stupid I am. Okay, I think it was about 5 years ago, I moved into the house that I currently lived in. You know, I was talking about the daylilies earlier on in the week. This is how stupid a guy I am. Honest to goodness. Okay, I moved into this house in like April. So I've lived there for over 5 years now. I moved into this house in April. And when you move in, you know, you put your furniture in and all your stuff and you just set up your house. So I'm setting up my house about 5 years ago. It's April. And in April, you still maybe have the heat on or you just don't have anything on because that's how the weather is. And I remember about 5 years ago, it was a little bit of a chilly April. So I probably did still have the heat on. And that's just kind of the way it went. So it got to be June and I had lived there about 2 months. And so I started to get hot. So I thought, okay, I'm going to switch the heat over to the air conditioning. Now, again, this is all dependent on a thermostat. So the thermostat's on the wall, and I know where the thermostat is, and I know that there's a temperature gauge in the thermostat. So I set my thermostat. I don't know what I set it at, but it was probably somewhere in the 70s for the air conditioning. And I would come in, and my house would be absolutely frozen. It would be frozen. It would be like 30 degrees in the house. And I'm thinking, why is it 30 degrees in here? This is strange. So it's a digital thermostat. So I would go over, and it's central air. So I would go over, and I would look at the thermostat, and the thermostat the actual temperature in the room would be reading very low, like in the 50s. And I'm thinking, well, it's set on like 70 something, so why is it 50 in this room? This does not make any sense. And I did not have any trouble in the winter at all. I really wasn't there in the winter, but the spring, I had no trouble in the spring at all. The heater was working just fine, and I thought, oh no, you know, I've just moved here, and now I'm going to have to get a new thermostat, because the air conditioner is obviously working well, but the thermostat has got problems, because I've got the thermostat set on 70-something, and it's like 50 in here. What's going on? So I didn't want to get it repaired because I had just moved in, and I thought, oh, you know, I thought everything was given the once-over and everything was working correctly. How could this possibly happen? This is crazy. So here's what happened. Basically, I, again, and this will just tell you how stupid I am. When I had moved into the house, because the thermostat, you know, is up on the wall, and there's a little bit of wall in that area. When I had moved into the house, I had set a bookshelf there. So there was a bookshelf that had books on it, and on the top of the bookshelf, I had set just some items. I think it was a picture and a lava lamp that somebody had given me years and years ago. Green's my favorite color, and it's a green lava lamp. So I had this green lava lamp, and I had this a picture sitting on top of this bookshelf in front of the thermostat. And that doesn't seem odd to me. I mean, you decorate your house the way you want to decorate your house. Now, one day it dawned on me what was happening. Now, I'm going to give you like 5 minutes to tell me what you think was happening that actually had nothing to do with the thermostat and nothing to do with the air conditioner being broken, that I actually figured out what the problem was. I was proud when I figured out what the problem was, but I felt like a total moron that it went on for 2 weeks and I had no idea what was going on. Now, those basically are, that's all you need to know, is that the thermostat was reading correct. It was reading like 70-something degrees, which is what I had it set on. For some reason, the actual temperature in the room was like in the 50s. And I had a bookshelf with a picture and a lava lamp sitting next to the thermostat. Now, does anybody know what happened? Does anybody think they know what was causing my problem? And I would have never thought about this in 10,000 years, except one day I just happened to walk over to the thermostat, and I thought, oh, wait a second, I get what's causing the problem here. Does anybody know what it is? You will be a really, really, really smart person today if you figure this out, because it took me like 2 weeks to figure it out. So if you can figure it out in 5 minutes, I'll be really impressed. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think was going on with my thermostat? What problem was being caused? I will tell you, it had nothing to do with, the thermostat was not broken. I guess let's put it that way. Now, I just got to guess, was it set on cool? No? Well, yeah, I mean, it was set on cool because it was air conditioning, but that was not the problem that was happening. Does anybody know what was going on there that was causing my problem? Now, this is a lesson also to learn for all people who have air conditioning. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know what the problem was? Now, remember again, the issue was the thermostat was set in the 70s, yet the room temperature was always in the 50s because the air conditioner kept running, and I had a bookshelf of books with a picture and a lava lamp sitting in front of the thermostat. Do you know what was causing the problem? Now, I'm getting another guess here. Did the bookshelf lava lamp hit the down button and set it to cooler? Now, I'm not going to say who just guessed that, But here's what I will say about that. I don't know that thermostat or that lava lamps and bookshelves move and could cause this problem. But if they could, are you saying like pressed up against there and I never noticed it? That's not what happened. But that's a fairly good guess. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, the heat from the lava lamp is making the room feel to the thermostat that it was hot.
Would you have ever thought of anything like that?
No, but it's not my thermostat, so it's easy to see. Those little things put off some heat.
Oh, it was shocking because yes, the lava lamp, it does put off a little bit of heat, but nothing huge.
Right.
But because it was sitting next to the thermostat,
right.
And the thermostat was gauging the temperature in the room, it was making the room seem much hotter than it was, even though it was only hot in that little area around the thermostat, so it kept kicking on the air conditioner.
I know, isn't
that,
that's so funny.
Isn't that the silliest thing? And it took me like 2 weeks to figure that out. I thought everything was broken. I thought I was going to have to tear out the air conditioner. I was freezing to death because I didn't want to, you know, like open the windows because it was hot outside.
Yeah,
but
the worst case scenarios went through your head.
Oh, worst case. And I thought, this cannot. Why is this happening? And then one day and you know what? I walked by that thermostat probably 50 times, and I felt the heat from the lava lamp, but it never occurred to me that heat was causing the thermostat to read wrong.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you ever done anything crazy like that?
Well, I've done some crazy things, but yeah, it's like some of those things, it's easy in hindsight to see it.
I tell you, I thank to the Lord that I did not call anybody, you know, to look at it, because I'm sure they would have gotten it right off, and then I would have felt like a real dope calling an air conditioning repairman out to see that.
Yeah, but see, you didn't, so you're brilliant.
I know. I ended now, but see, now I've told the story on the radio, so people have heard it, so now they know what a dope I am.
Nah, you're not a dope. You just didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it. Well, I'm glad you got that. That's, you know, it took me 2 weeks, so the fact that you got it in 5 minutes is pretty good.
Oh, well, great.
Hey, thank you for listening.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. That's exactly what happened. Isn't that nuts? That if the heat that the lava lamp was putting off because it was sitting on the bookshelf was making the room feel warmer to the thermostat, because people forget that the thermostat is actually the temperature gauge. It's not just what the temperature in the room is, and it's not just what you have the temperature set on. It's gauging, you know, the temperature in the room. So this heat that was being put off by this lava lamp was making the thermostat think that it needed to kick in and work harder, make the air conditioner work harder, because of the heat from the lava lamp. Now think about that. Would you have ever thought about that in your life? But I did like the guess, I will have to say. Did the bookshelf lava lamp hit the down button and set it to cooler? Now that's interesting. That could have happened, I guess. But that's a funny answer. But I hopefully I would have noticed that, because I was playing with the buttons. But I appreciate the guesses, and I appreciate the guess that got it right. Would anybody else have ever thought about that, that a lava... Does anybody else have a story like that now to make me feel better about myself this morning, that I'm not just the only one who's nuts? That sometimes we just do things as human beings that are a little strange... Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Have you ever done anything kind of crazy and then thought, what in the world was I thinking? How could I not have caught that? I must be out of my mind. Have you ever done anything like that? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. All right. Now, the question... Now we're up to 65.2 degrees in the studio. By the way, the temperature is on the rise today. 65.2 now here in the studio, 42 minutes past the hour. All right, here's the question I wanted to ask yesterday about ice cream. Because it is hot and people are loving the ice cream. I see people lined up at the ice cream shops. I see people in the grocery store buying ice cream. I see people going crazy for the ice cream. It is ice cream time of year. No doubt about it. So, my and we're an ice cream town because Marion was so intertwined with the Isley Company, which eventually came up with the Klondike. So, we're ice cream crazy here in Marion. And we have a lot of ice cream shops. So, my question is, what is your favorite ice cream? Now, is it we did this with pizza a few weeks ago. Where do you like to get your ice cream the best? And if it's in the grocery store, that's fine. And tell me what flavor you like. Because there are about 10,000 different flavors of ice cream in the grocery store now. If you go down the aisles, you will find about 10,000 different flavors of ice cream. It used to be vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and Neapolitan. That's all there was. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, Neapolitan. Now, everything under... anything under the sun is what's going on there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, you talk about the craziest things that I've ever done that I should have knew better. I'm into model railroading, and I put a layout together there, and I wasn't thinking ahead of time there on it. I had train running backwards there, and I forgot to put the spur on it, and it flew right off the table.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're doing it, do you feel like, oh, gosh, how did I do that?
Yeah, stupidity. Oy. I was thinking, man, how in the world did I manage to screw that up? But my favorite ice cream is Sherbert, and I love Fred. Oh, God, he's got the best ice cream.
Now, Fred is over, I know where it is, but I can never remember the street. It's down off of Fairground, isn't it?
It's off Silver.
Oh, is it off Silver?
Yes, down there on Silver Street.
See, it has been so long since I have been over to Fred's, and but I used to go there a lot because there was a church. Is that church still over there right across the street from Fred's?
It sure is.
Yeah. There used to be a church over there right across the street from Fred's. And this is kind of a little bit of a funny story. When I was in college, I think I was in college at the time, I was working with two girls at a restaurant here in town. And for some reason, they were very involved with going to that church. And they went all the time. They went on Sunday morning. They went on Sunday night. They went on Wednesday. If anything special was going there during the week, they were there. You know, it was just a big thing for them. And they invited me to go. And of course, you know, being the hospitable guy that I am, I thought, well, I'll just put my school work and work aside, and I'll go over to this church with them. And so I was like hanging out at this church for like a month. I don't know what I was doing there because clearly it was not, it wasn't my church and it wasn't my type of thing. But I would always go over to Fred's while I was there, either before or after, and get some nice ice cream.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'll tell you another one that makes a good ice cream cone too. And that's up there at Stewart's, boy, that hand-dipped ice cream.
Oh, Stewart's has hand-dipped ice cream?
Yeah, well, they did a while back there. And it's been a while since I went up there, but they made, like, ice cream cones with hand-dipped ice cream in them.
Well, I'll tell you, this is, was it like vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry?
Yeah, it was chocolate, because I used to have my curly fries there, and I used to go up there just for dessert and get the ice cream.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a whole dispute right now on Stewart's and ice cream. Because a few weeks ago, we gave away some items from Stewart's on the air. And we gave away some ice cream. Now, I thought it was ice cream, but it turned out to be root beer that we were actually giving away. And then I was told by the owner that they don't have ice cream. Why was I thinking they had ice cream? But then I thought to myself, now wait, you've got to put ice cream in the root beer float, so they have to have ice cream.
Well, it's been some time back. I mean, it's possible they could have discontinued it. I mean, but it was good at the time, I'll tell you what. That was really good.
So you say it was a chocolate, you had a chocolate ice cream cone.
Yes, I remember that good. I used to take my little nieces over. We used to go over there, and I'd have my curly fries, and they would have whatever they picked, and we'd all have an ice cream afterwards there.
And they would have a cone over there.
Yeah.
Now, see, all I ever ask for in life is a strawberry ice cream cone, and I've talked to the owner of Stewart's about this, and I think she's trying to duck me with a strawberry ice cream cone.
Uh-oh, you better put the heat on her.
Well, and I don't want to be rude, because she's been very nice as far as giving us things to give away, and she brought me some strawberry pie last week, so I got to say, you know, that for the most part, she's very nice and very good, but I cannot believe she misinformed me when it came to strawberry ice cream cones.
Well, maybe they discontinued that, you know, doing that, I don't know, But I remember that. It's just plain as day there. And it was good too, Scott. I don't know what kind of ice cream they got there, but boy, I'll tell you, it was good. It was hand dipped.
Well, I tell you what, I got you down here for Stewart's hand-dipped chocolate ice cream cone and sherbet over at Fred's.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
And again, phone lines are open, 48 and a half minutes past the hour. Where is your favorite place to go for ice cream, or what kind of ice cream do you like? Do you just go to the grocery store and get something? And is it one of these crazy flavors that they have in the grocery store now? I mean, they have everything. They have birthday cake and about 75 different flavors of chocolate. I mean, literally, 75 different flavors of chocolate. You can't just buy chocolate ice cream anymore. It's Godiva chocolate. It's birthday cake chocolate. It's dark chocolate. It's mild chocolate. It's milkshake chocolate. And is there any difference? I mean, honest to goodness, is there any difference? Does anybody just go in and get plain old chocolate ice cream anymore? And does anybody know anything about Stewart's and these ice cream cones? Because maybe I've been misled when it comes to the ice cream cones. Was I misled? You know, some mornings I would like a good ice cream cone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, when it comes to your ice cream, your big difference is going to be soft serve versus hand-dipped. Now, a lot of people like the soft serve, and a lot of people like the hand-dipped. Now, I'll tell you, the only problem I've ever had with the soft serve is when you go to a place where, like, a lot of people are using the soft serve machine, sometimes it becomes very milky, or I don't even know if that's milk. It becomes very soft, and that's not good, because you got to have the soft serve at exactly the right level. Now, my favorite dessert probably does remain the Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen. I love the Oreo Blizzard. I don't know what time the Dairy Queen opens up in the morning, but I just love the Oreo Blizzard. The Oreo Blizzard is the way to go. So far this morning, we've got a vote here for Sherbert's, or Sherbert at Fred's, and we've got a Stewart's chocolate ice cream cone. Those are the votes. A Stewart's chocolate ice cream cone and sherbet from Fred's. Now, what's your favorite ice cream treat? Is it something you make at home? And there are a lot of things you can get in the grocery store now to dump on this ice cream. You can get hot fudge, you can get cherries, you can get just about anything to put on your ice cream. Nuts, whipped cream, whatever it might be. Maybe you like to make your own banana split. Maybe it's bananas. What is your favorite ice cream? And what is it that Jersey is famous for? We had this question a few weeks ago, and I don't know that we ever did get an answer. What ice cream-wise is the Jersey famous for? I know they have good chicken sandwiches there, good shredded chicken sandwiches, but I can never remember what kind of ice cream they're famous for. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott. So if you go to the grocery store, it's definitely got to be Moose Tracks, But if you go to a place, it's got to be banana split from Fred.
Okay, now wait. So let me get this here. Now, what is Moose Tracks?
Well, it's the best thing ever. It's chocolate ice cream, and you pretty much got everything in there. Yeah, peanut butter cups, big hunks of chocolate, and all nuts, and all kinds of goodies.
Now, I wonder why that's called Moose Tracks.
I don't know.
That's kind of a different name, because I don't know if a moose has anything to do with peanut butter.
I don't know. You'd never heard of Blue Bunny either, though.
No, I never heard of Blue Bunny. I don't know. Maybe I just overlooked that ice cream
in
the store.
Have you seen it since?
You know, I haven't. I haven't seen the Blue Bunny. Now, why is the Blue Bunny good?
Well, it's okay. Blue Bunny's good. It's just not. It's definitely not my favorite. I mean, it's just kind of like a ho-hum, bird variety ice cream. Moose Tracks is where it's at, though.
Now, can you get... does Blue Bunny make Moose Tracks?
I'm not sure.
Huh. So where do you get your Moose Tracks at?
Kroger's or anywhere.
Oh, you can get it anywhere. Now, yeah. Banana split from Fred's. Now, banana splits, you can get those anywhere. Why at Fred's?
I don't... they just seem to... first of all, they're really generous with their portions, and the price is good. And they're just... I don't know. It's better.
Now,
it tastes better, more.
What's a banana split set you back at Fred's?
You know, I don't know, but I remember thinking comparatively it was pretty reasonable. But, and like I said, the portions, they give you a lot.
Huh. Well, that sounds interesting. So we've got...
what about you? Have you gave your little 2 cents worth? What's your favorite?
Yeah, you know, my favorite dessert... first of all, I'm a strawberry ice cream person. So if I'm going to go to the grocery store, I like strawberry. And the best thing in the world to me, and I can't get it anymore. There's no place in town to get this. It used to be at Cold Stone. But I used to like strawberry hand-dipped ice cream in a waffle cone. I thought that was just great. But if I'm going to get a dessert, it's definitely going to be the Oreo Blizzard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love that. There's something about that ice cream at Dairy Queen, and then dumping those Oreos in, it's great. But it's also strange because I do not like, I know they do the Freddy's, and I know they do the McFlurry's at McDonald's, and I think even Jersey's got some kind of thing like that. But they don't taste the same to me. It's not about the Oreos. It has to be about the ice cream.
Hmm.
For whatever reason.
As far as milkshakes, Shamrock Shakes. Do you like Shamrock Shake?
You know, I was trying to think if I have ever had a Shamrock Shake.
Come on. You're killing me.
Now, what's in a Shamrock Shake?
I don't know. Is it Shamrock?
No, see, what a Shamrock Shake... Now, stay with me on this one, because I know you're gonna have a flip out when I say this.
You say one thing about fruitcake, Scott...
No, just give me a moment on this.
It's coming, isn't it?
It is. But I'm going to draw like a metaphor here. Shamrock shakes to me always seem like fruitcake in that I think a shamrock shake to me just looks like somebody left the ice cream out too long. And that's what happened. That it's just, it's a little past its sell-by date.
No, I disagree. I think they're good.
Well, what do they taste like?
Mint.
Also, basically it's mint. They're probably putting mint in there.
Now you can, I'll tell them more, they're real dark green, like they put too much syrup in there. And it's kind of like toothpaste. That's not good.
Boy, I'll take that.
You don't want to go nuts with the syrup.
There's nothing like a good Pepsodent milkshake.
Remember that old jingle? You'll wonder where the yellow went when you use Pepsodent.
That's right. Boy, that sounds delicious. A good old toothpaste milkshake. That'll get your day moving in the right direction.
Well, I'm going back to eating my Cheetos, but I'll be tuning in, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're talking ice cream here this morning, so now we've got one for the Shamrock Shake, which I don't even... can you get that year-round? Or is that just a Irish thing around St. Patrick's Day? Banana Split from Fred's. See, people have their particulars. Banana Split's an old holdout. You can get that anywhere. But a banana split, apparently, particularly from Fred's, is very important. Moose Tracks ice cream, that's on the list this morning. A chocolate ice cream cone from Stewart's, which there's still some dispute on whether that exists or does not exist.
and sherbet from Fred's. So we've had two items from Fred's. Fred's is definitely leading the pack this morning. Now, again, I like the Oreo Blizzard from the original Dairy Queen up on North Main Street. What is your favorite ice cream? That's the question. 740-383-9944. Now, remember, it can be something you get at an ice cream shop, or it can be something that you get in the store, some kind of ice cream you get in the store. And it doesn't have to be just here in Marion, because I know people do drive to the ice cream place. I know there's an ice cream place in Green Camp. There's an ice cream place in Prospect. There's an ice cream spot in LaRue. Is there something at any of these places that's very good? And what is it at the Jersey that is the special thing? I used to think it was the cone that they put the licorice. They made like the whiskers of a cat or something. I think it was a cat. At Jersey, but I can't remember. What's their special thing? 740-383-9944. 57 coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. You know, this whole ice cream thing always makes me, I hate to bring it up, but it makes me think of recent times. I was in Prospect at one point, and I went over with a group of people to the Prospect Dairy Bar, which is what I think it's called, and there were like 7 or 8 people in the group. And everybody got something but me. You know, and I don't know why that was. I don't know. Maybe I was the outsider. I was the outsider. I didn't get any ice cream that day. And it was just a warm, hot, sweltering day. And then I had to walk around Prospect, because we walked. I had to walk around Prospect with no ice cream. Now, what is that all about? Don't you? That's a thing. Isn't that a thing? 59 minutes past the hour here. One of those moments I'll never forget. What's your favorite ice cream? 740-383-9944. Talking about sherbets from Fred. Yeah, sherbet from Fred's. Stewart's chocolate ice cream cones. Moose tracks from the store. Banana split from Fred's. And a shamrock shake from McDonald's. And, of course, I put my vote in for the Oreo Blizzard, which I think is delicious. Now, by the way, the apple butter donuts, never did get them. I just give you a little update. Last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks, it was 2 weeks ago now, I was talking about how I thought there would be a great thing. It would be a great thing to make an apple butter donut. We could create a whole thing, apple butter donuts. Never happened. Never have had an apple butter donut. And I felt like it was going to happen because there was talk of it from several different people. But nothing ever happened. I don't know. I think there was a failure. I hate to say that there was a failure, but I think there was a failure on the apple butter donuts. You know, you just shoot the apple butter in the donut, you put a little cinnamon on top, and you're good to go. What happened there? We have no idea. I think it was a failure. All right, we're going to break for news and weather, coming back on the other side with a whole lot more. Stay tuned. We're coming back. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
I guess the cheers later now. That's been a huge...